Mr. Herman, okay, case number.
That's, hold on, that's 16.
Yeah, 16.
Number 16, okay. Thank you for pointing that out.
Hold a second. It's what?
Topaz is attorney.
Oh, I was going to say.
Oh, I see, I just, I didn't remember, okay.
Okay, so.
I believe Topaz and Herman are together.
Okay.
He said he was going to bring him into the office.
Okay.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Number 16.
Number 16, the attorney and the client are together in his office.
So commissioners, we're going to jump to number 16before addressing the lobbyist penalty and the lobbyist correspondence items. So we'll go with Stephen Topaz, the report please.
Chair Mason, commissioners, Susan Myers, investigator. Item 16 in your meeting books is a stipulated final order for Stephen Topaz, city councilor for the city of St. Helens. Mr. Topaz and his attorney, Nick Herman, are present and appearing, I think, via Teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
This case arose from a May 21st, 2019 executive session held by the St. Helens City Council to discuss the Central Waterfront Redevelopment Project. While called as an executive session under subsection E to discuss real property negotiations, the meeting was really more of a workshop to educate the City Council. Following the meeting, Stephen Topaz self-reported the City Council's violation of ORS, what he believed was their violation of ORS 192.660. Thus, in this case, he was both the complainant and one of the respondents, since he did in fact participate in the executive session at issue. At its meeting back in March of 2020, the Commission made preliminary findings of one violation of ORS 192.660 by Stephen Topaz. Following that meeting, Mr. Topaz, through his former attorney, requested a contested case hearing. For a variety of reasons, including the COVID pandemic, that hearing had not yet been scheduled. I would note that the complaint by Mr. Topaz was against the entire City Council who participated in the meeting. There were five of them. In the four related cases, the Commission entered stipulated final orders for letters of education against the three City Councilors, and at its meeting in November, the Commission entered a default final order against the Mayor, again, for a letter of education. So the cases against the other four had been completed. The stipulated final order that is in your meeting books provides that Mr. Topaz will receive a letter of education, and we recommend approval of this stipulation.
Thank you for that report. We have, would you like to share with us Mr. Herman and Mr. Topaz? This is your opportunity to address the commission.
My name is Mr. Topaz. This meeting that we're now discussing was scheduled a number of months ahead of time as a general information meeting, of which I'm quite interested in having background watching this. After the meeting started, it was quite obvious that we were no longer an executive meeting, but a sales meeting to convince the City Council, to convince the population of St. Helens to proceed in something that has a number of scientific problems. So after I left the meeting, I stopped by the newspaper and put forth what was happening in the meeting, which has to a great extent exceeded the authority or the features that an executive session could have. That's what I did. I did it because a number of the statements made within the meeting were quite false and had nothing to do with executive meeting results. That's where I am today.
Thank you, Mr. Topaz. Any additional conversation with our commission? Is that it? Okay.
Chair Mason, if I may, yes. I just want to clarify. The report, the stipulated final order in your meeting books is not signed. That was because at the time the agenda was published. We haven't yet received it, only received a, you know, photocopy. But we have received a signed order from Mr. Topaz and his attorney.
Great, thank you, that clarifies. Any questions from commissioners for staff? Seeing none, any questions for Mr. Topaz or his attorney from commissioners? Seeing none.
Mr. Chair, hearing none, I will recommend that we approve the stipulated final order involving Mr. Stephen Topaz from the City of St. Helens, item number 16 on our April 30th regular session agenda.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiscombe. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, a roll call vote.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiscombe?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Thank you, Mr. Topaz.
Mr. Chair, for the record, I would like to, on behalf of all commissioners, thank Mr. Topaz, including his counsel, for appearing today and being patient on our agenda. Thank you for your cooperation, and we'll look forward to the future. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiscombe. Okay, next item is number 17 in your meeting book, Jennifer Gulls.
Yes, I believe it's Gelsey.
Yo, Gelsey.
Thank you again, Chair Mason, commissioners. This is Lisa Kristen. I'm an investigator with the Oregon Government Ethics Commission, for the record. This is the matter of Jennifer Gelsey, case number 19-272-ELC, found at page 65, item 17 in your meeting book. Ms. Gelsey was a records clerk for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. As an employee of the Sheriff's Department, she was part of the Jefferson County Law Enforcement Association, and acted as treasurer of that entity between October 2013 and September 2019. Pardon me, between October 2016 and September 2019, Ms. Gelsey used her position as treasurer of JCLEA to embezzle dues in the amount of $60,805. In October of 2019, she was charged with 16 counts of theft in the first degree, 3 counts of theft in the second degree in Jefferson County Circuit Court, case number 19-CR-65008. On March 20th, 2020, Ms. Gelsey pled guilty to 7 counts of theft in the first degree. She was sentenced to 39 months in prison on that same day in order to pay restitution in the amount of $60,805. After considering the preliminary review reports in this case, the Commission voted to move the matter to investigation. Rather than complete the investigative phase, Ms. Gelsey wished to settle her case for a $2,000 fine, excuse me, which was in the range allowed under the penalty matrix, as the 7 counts pled to were treated as 1 violation and 6 equivalent acts. The stipulated final order is signed by the respondent and is in your meeting book for approval. And I'd just like to say the length of time between the conviction and the settlement before the commission today is simply a product of the fact that, Ms. Gelsey is currently incarcerated. So getting in touch with her, she was very receptive once I was able to do that, and was happy to sign the stipulation.
Thank you for that report. Any questions from commissioners for our investigator? Commissioner Edwards.
I don't have a question so much as a comment of just really appreciating the staff work that went into this. I feel like one of the joys of being part of this group is seeing something kind of from the beginning to the end, and knowing that staff really take the time to look at what's happening in the media and kind of surveying the lay of the land, and then seeing this come to fruition. Really nice to be able to come to a conclusion and knowing all the hard work that was put in to get us there. So I just wanted to really say an appreciation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for those comments, Commissioner Edwards. I know our staff definitely appreciates that very much.
Mr. Chair, just a quick question. I associated myself with Ms. Edwards' remarks, and then I, for our staff, for our investigator, can you summarize again the rationale for the $2,000 penalty embedded in the stipulated final order? You said it once. I would appreciate re-emphasis.
Sure, of course. when we discussed this, the executive director and I, we looked at her actions had been taken, were all essentially the same action, and that's also evidenced in the criminal charges against her. They were all repeat of the same type of action that she did. So we looked at it as what she pled to were 7 counts of theft in the first degree, and that there was the act of embezzling the money, and that there were 6 equivalent actions under the statute. We're permitted to take a look at it that way and come up with the fine that we did, which was within our, in those parameters.
Within the matrix. Then, if this next comment is not within our jurisdiction, but I, in light of your good work, I have taken note of the penalty that was exacted, both in terms of prison terms as well as restitution. So thank you for your work.
Thank you.
That said, Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of the staff's the stipulated final order involving Ms. Jennifer Gulzy from Jefferson County, item 17 on our April 30th regular session agenda.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiskum. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Sartoon?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
I jumped into 17. I should have jumped back to the lobbyist penalty correspondence, which we should touch on.
We have Ms. Wacker's attorney, number 18, her attorney.
Oh, we do. Okay.
Just keep going.
Keep going. Okay. Gonna be nimble today. Number 18, case of Angie Wacker.
So I'm working with her right now to get her and her attorney on.
Okay.
Her
yeah.
attorney just entered.
Okay. You can wait a moment.
That Starbucks still good.
Oh, yeah.
You know why?
Because
mm-hmm. it's got caffeine in it.
Hi, Ms. Bench. We're trying to reach Ms. Wacker as well.
She okay. didn't have
I
the link,
just
so I just...
Her. I think she's supposed to call in.
Way to go. You're killing birds.
Rachel
also.
Bench.
Unknown participant is now joining.
That's probably, yes, that's her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
She's there.
Ms. Wacker, welcome to the Oregon Government Ethics Commission meeting. We see that your attorney, Ms. Bench, is with us.
Yes.
We'll go ahead and start with a staff report.
Thank you, Chair Mason, Commissioners, Susan Myers, Investigator. Item 18 in your meeting books is the case of Angie Wacker, case number 2137 ESM. This is a stipulated final order for Angie Wacker, Equestrian Coach of Oregon City High School. As you may recall, this case involved allegations of conflicts of interest and prohibited use of position by Angie Wacker relating to decisions made as a coach that benefited her private business. At its meeting in January, the Commission made preliminary findings of 2 violations of ORS 244.040 and 2 violations of ORS 244.120. Following that meeting, we sent Ms. Wacker, through her attorney, the appropriate notices of contested case rights and a proposed stipulated final order. The order that is in your meeting books provides that Ms. Wacker will pay a civil penalty of $2,000. This civil penalty accords with the penalty matrix. With the 4 violations, the maximum civil penalty would be $20,000. Given the number of violations, her point total came out to a 4, which is in the range 3-5 of 1-20% of the maximum. So fell right in the middle at 10%, which is why we recommended a penalty of $2,000. We are recommending that the Commission approve the stipulated final order.
Thank you for that report. Ms. Bench and Ms. Wacker, this is your opportunity to address the Commission.
I do not have anything to say at this point.
Ms. Walker, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Nothing.
Great. Thank you very much for that. Any questions from commissioners for our investigator? And seeing none, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair, hearing and seeing no comments, I will move that we adopt the staff recommendation for a stipulated final order involving Ms. Angie Wacker, equestrian coach from Oregon City High School, number 18, on our April 30th regular session agenda.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiskum. Any discussion on this motion? Seeing none, a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Sartoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Thank you. Next item.
Madam, comments to your people who are here just to say.
Yeah, thank you for appearing with us, Ms. Bench and Ms. Wacker, and we will be in touch. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is number 19.
Item participant is now exiting.
18A.
We had the one that was in the addendum. 18A.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 18A. Oh, I did. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I will tell you also, Chair, that your lunch is here, so
well,
it's up to you.
I'm totally fine with continuing to push through until...
Let's take a vote on that.
Okay. Well, I guess I should be. Yeah, I guess he's also...
I'm kidding.
So, 18A.
Yeah, right here.
Okay, thank you. Number 18A, case with Jackie Lawson, City Council of City of Dallas.
Chair Mason, Commissioner Susan Myers, Investigator. Item 18A is a stipulated final order for Jackie Lawson, City Councilor for the City of Dallas. Please note this issue was, this item was issued as an addendum to the meeting agenda, and a copy of Ms. Lawson's stipulated final order was emailed to you on Monday. As you may recall, this case involved allegations that Ms. Lawson used her office and her City Council email to get city staff to expedite her sign permit application. At its last meeting in March, the commission made preliminary findings of one violation of 244.040. Following that meeting, we provided Ms. Lawson with the notice of her rights to seek a contested case hearing and a proposed stipulated final order. Ms. Lawson signed that stipulated final order. It provides that she will receive a letter of education, and we therefore recommend that the commission approve this stipulated final order.
Thank you for that report. Any questions regarding the stipulated final order from commissioners? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair, hearing none, I will recommend that we accept the staff recommendation for the stipulated final order involving Ms. Jackie Lawson, City Councilor from the City of Dallas, item number 18A. On our April 30th regular session agenda.
Thank you for the motion. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Sartoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Thank you. Next four cases are together. We'll start with number 20, Ron Hervey.
It's five. Thank you. So we'll be starting with Reggie Butler.
Number 19. My apologies. Reggie Butler.
Thank you very much. These are the matters collectively of the Celeste Rural Fire Protection District Board of Directors. The first case in front of the commission is Reggie Butler. And again, that's on page 75 of your meeting book, item number 19, and case number 20-223XLC. Members of the Board of Directors of the Celeste Rural Fire Protection District held executive sessions on July 30th and October 15th of 2020.
The statutory authorization cited for holding those executive sessions was ORS 192-6602F, which permits a governing body to hold an executive session to consider information or records that are exempt by law from public inspection. Reggie Butler participated in the executive sessions held by the SRFPD board on July 30th and October 15th of 2020. The matters discussed at those meetings and those executive sessions were not limited to matters that are exempt by law from public inspection. On December 18th, 2020, the commission considered information in the preliminary review phase and acted to find cause to initiate an investigation of these matters. Reggie Butler has indicated he wishes to conclude this matter by agreeing to the terms and conditions in this order without completing the investigative phase. Reggie Butler will receive a letter of education in lieu of a civil penalty as authorized by ORS 244-350 in order to settle and compromise this matter. And it should be noted as to Mr. Butler as well as all five, they were all present for both of those sessions, as well an attorney provided by the Special Districts Association of Oregon was present at all. Both of the sessions at issue as well. The stipulated final order is signed by the respondent and is in your meeting book for approval. Thank you.
Thank you for that report. Any questions from commissioners? And seeing none?
Mr. Chair, hearing none, I recommend that we accept a stipulated final order involving Mr. Reggie Butler from the Siletz Rural Fire Protection District, item 19, on our April 30th regular session agenda.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiskam. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Sartoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskam?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Thank you. Item number 20.
Mr. Chair, I will move that we accept the stipulated final order involving Mr. Ron Hervey from the Siletz Rural Fire Protection District, item number 20, on our April 30th regular session agenda.
Thank you. Any discussion? And a roll call vote.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Sartoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskam?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Thank you. Number 21, Dixie Morford.
Mr. Chair, I'll move that we accept the stipulated final order involving Ms. Dixie Morford from the Siletz Rural Fire Protection District, item 21, on our April 30th regular session agenda.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiskam. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Sartoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskam?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Number 22, Rick Olson.
Mr. Chair, I will move we approve the stipulated final order involving Mr. Rick Olson from the Siletz Rural Fire Protection District, item 22, on our April 30th regular session agenda.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiskam. Any discussion? Seeing none, a roll call vote.
Commissioner Fiskam?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
He said aye.
Okay. Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Sartoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Final one, number 23, Patty
Scoach.
Mr. Chair, I will move approval of the stipulated final order involving Ms. Patty Scoach. Number item from the Siletz Rural Fire Protection District, item 23, on our April 30th regular session agenda.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? And roll call vote.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskam?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Commissioners, how are you guys holding up? You go another, do you need a break?
I need 5 minutes.
Okay, yes. We'll take a 5 minute break, absolutely.
5 minutes or lunch, either one. It's up to you.
If you guys are good for taking a break for lunch, I want to be patient with the commissioners.
Yeah, no,
let's
keep going.
Okay.
It's fine.
We'll do a 10 minute break. Thank you guys.